Okay. The loud one, last go. Last chance to be loud.
Thanks for coming back for the last part of Abbey Road at 50, All Access. I'm Dan Neer. So why did the Beatles call their last album Abbey Road? Producer George Martin.
Calling it the album Abbey Road was a kind of measure of desperation because they couldn't think of anything else. I think at one time the album was going to be called Everest, but that was scrapped. And they were desperate for a title. I think it was Paul's idea. Just said, why don't we just call it, you know, Where We Are? And that was a neat idea.
The medley at the end of Side 2 was the last music the Beatles recorded together. Before we listen to it, let's get George Harrison's and Paul McCartney's perspective on it.
I like lots of them. I like Never Give Me Your Money and Golden Slumbers and things. You know, Paul always writes nice melodies. In fact, I don't know where he finds them half the time. It's amazing for doing that.
Paul McCartney.
Well, I'll tell you, I was just playing the piano in Liverpool, my dad's house, and my sister Ruth's piano book, she was learning piano, and you know those sort of with Duke and John Peel,
yeah,
and Golden Slumbers, was up on the stand, you know, there's a little book with all those words in it and stuff. So I was just flicking through it and I came to Golden Slumbers, you know. So I just started, because I can't read music, so I didn't know the tune. I can't remember the old tune, you know. So I started just playing my tune to it. And then I liked the words, so I just kept that, you know, and then it fitted with another bit of song I had, which is the verse in between it, so I just made that into a song. It just happened because I was reading their book.
There were a couple of things done in this medley musically that had never been done before by the group. First, there were three unique guitar styles playing off of each other. One rumor was that one of those guitars was played by Eric Clapton.
No, it was me, George, and John. I'm not sure what order it was. I think it was George, me, and John, I think. It was just the three of us, though, yeah. No, that was the nice thing about it. You know, it's difficult to do if you've got three similar styles because the idea doesn't come off, doesn't sound like sort of dueling guitars at all. When we recorded that end bit of Abbey Road, I was into this kind of sequencing like sort of operas, and so we put that whole end sequence that you get this song that goes right into this song, there's no gaps, and it's a piece, a whole piece. So when we came to that bit, I knew this would be near the end of this whole structure that we got going with Polythene Pam and Sun King, Bathroom Window, Me, Mr. Mustard, all of that stuff. So we had to do something a little bit special. So I'm not sure, I can't remember if it was my idea, I think it was. And often the other thing is, everyone wants to do the solo, you know. So what we did was, I said, okay, you take that first lick, I'll take the second lick, John will take the third. John's very distinctive on it. John's the one who goes, gaw, 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 that low stuff. That's very John. The other thing, we had to persuade Ringo to do a bit of a drum solo. And he hated drum solos. He said, I hate solos, and I hate them. You know, he used to walk out if there was like a drummer, you know, 15 minutes is this drummer going, buddle. I mean, you've got to be a drum scholar to really appreciate some of the things these guys do. But we persuaded Ringo anyway in the end.
Once there was a way to get back homeward, once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby. Once there was a way to get back homeward, once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby.
You're gonna carry that way, carry that way.
Golden Slumbers, Carry That Weight, The End. The last songs we have time to fit into our celebration for the 50th anniversary of Abbey Road. But before we go, here's some final thoughts. First, George Martin.
I think Abbey Road is probably my favorite album. I've got a kind of four favorite ones, which is Abbey Road and Sgt. Pepper, Rubber Soul and Revolver. But if I had to pick one of them, it would definitely be that last one. I guess because it was the last one too. But it's also great music. It'll be with us for years to come. People in the 21st century will be listening to that record and saying, that's good music.
Ringo Starr.
Well, Let It Be, we're in Twickenham. You've seen all the footage and there wasn't a lot of love around. And anyway, we finished that album, but I think everybody thought that, well, let's go one more time. And you felt it was the last time. The thing about the Abbey Road I love is the so-called, when it was an album, the B-side, with all those short songs, Bathroom Window and all that. It's incredible that we got back to playing so well for the finale, you know, and then it ended. So, you know, I really love the idea that we didn't go out some sort of crappy record, you know what I mean? Just, oh, we've got to do it. We played, musically, we were playing as good as we ever played, and the songs were good. And we went out like that, so it was good, actually, to go out with a good one, you know.
Abbey Road is now out in multiple configurations in celebration of its 50th anniversary, a single newly remixed disc, a double disc deluxe edition, and a super deluxe 4-disc version, all of which are available in high-definition digital editions as well. There is also a limited edition picture disc. Find them wherever you buy music. Abbey Road at 50, All Access, was produced in New York and New Jersey by Near Perfect Productions for AppleCore Limited, Capital UME, all rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. Special thanks to all the good folks at AppleCore Limited and Jamie Hartley of UME. I'm Dan Neer.
This is John Lennon.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
Hi, this is George Harrison.
This is Ringo Starr.
Hi, this is George Martin.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.